Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss securing Active Directory. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So we're going to look at the attack surface, and depending on the roles of the server, decides services that are running on the server. And so these services open up the attack surface because each service has a port associated with it. An example, if POP3 is 110 and IMAP is 143, we have 3389 for RDP, we have 20 and 21 for FTP, and 53 for DNS. And there's all kinds of different ports that are associated with those services. And the services you can actually find underneath your Windows, some 32 drivers, etc. And you open up services in Notepad. So, example, HTTP port 80, and also 443 for HTTPS. Now, designing a security policy, some of the considerations to take into account is, one, governmental regulations, such as if you have like SOX, a HIPAA compliancy, there's different things that we have to take into effect. Also, what the company guidelines do you have based on your actual written guidelines that says, okay, this is what we need to do for protecting our environment. The role of the server. If it's a domain controller, there's going to be certain ports that have to be open. But if it's a IIS server, a web server, then we only have to deal like with port 80 or 443 if we have SSL. Or if we have Exchange that's on the server, that's another thing that we have to take into effect. Mix of operating systems in the environment, Windows 2000, 2003, Windows XP, Vista, Windows 7. Maybe you may have some Macintosh machines and the other machines in there for Unix. So you have to take this into consideration when we're designing a security policy. And you need to determine and configure the security settings for servers and also prepare to manage those settings in a way they are centralized, optimizing the security configuration. Windows 2008 server provides these mechanisms. We have this local security policy. It's just like the settings that you have in a GPL. Member servers also have these settings. And what you do is you go into your administrative tools and you have your local security policy. The local security policy is just underneath our Windows and settings underneath the configuration, computer configuration within your GPL. They're known as the local security policy. Domain controllers do not have these settings. Account settings should be configured at the domain level. So we're talking about account lockout, password settings. Those should be done at the domain level, looks like. Now, when we go and we're creating a security type and environment, one of the things that we can do is we can use pre-designed templates or create our own templates. And so this is a next mechanism for managing security configuration. The security template is just a collection of configuration settings stored in a text file. Then we can take this text file and we can convert it over a GPL, or we can go and we can load it into our security settings. It's an extension of the file .inf, and these are a subset of domain-based GPOs. Security templates are snap-in. Is used to modify the security templates. So in a security template, we're going to open up the INF file, make the changes that we need. So the local security policies have several advantages to storing configuration in security templates. You can work with them manually using a text editor and configure different security configurations. And you can apply different levels of security to different computers performing different roles. So depending on what the role is, like if it's a domain controller, or if it's a web server, Exchange server, that's going to make a determination on what type of security that we're going to implement. So the different types of policies and settings, we have the account policies. This enables you to specify password restrictions, account lockout policy, and Kerberos policy. Now this should be implemented on the domain, not on the local itself. Now, the local policies configure audit policies, user rights assignments, and also security option policies. Again, this is going to be implemented on the domain because we want it to be applied throughout the whole domain. and not just to an individual machine. The event log policies configure the maximum event log sizes. Restricted groups specify users and groups who are permitted to be members of the group, which we already talked about, restricted groups. Remember we did with the administrator, and we have the member of and member attributes. System services, startup types, and permissions of the system services. By limiting which services are starting, what we're doing is we're going to be able to reduce the attack surface. Registry permissions, you can set the access permissions for specific registry keys. And file system permissions, access control permissions for NTFS files and folders. So these are the different settings that we do have in the policy. Most of these we're going to apply on a domain. Well, at least account policies and local policy and restricted groups. So how do you deploy security templates? Well, there's several ways. One is through the Active Directory group policy objects, and the others is through the security configuration analysis snap-in. And you can also use secedit, which is the command line utility for security configuration analysis. So we have the security template snap-in, and this is you create a customized MMC. Then what you're going to do is you're going to add the security templates. You use this configure settings just like a GPL. The settings will be saved in an INF file, and it's going to be located underneath the administrator and security templates underneath the user documents. Using the security template snap-in ensures the correct syntax is used. So we can modify this with a notepad or a text editor, but it's easier if you just use the security templates because it makes it easier, making sure that we have the correct syntax. We have the domain security template. And when you promote a server to a domain controller, this is automatically installed. And it's a system percentage, system root percentage, so security templates folder. And dcsecurity.inf is created when you promote a member server to a domain controller. This should not be modified directly, but modified with the security template snap-in. Because if you modify it with Notepad, you can mess up some of the different settings, and that's going to destroy your, it's going to affect your domain controller. So when you deploy the security templates, we can do it through group policy objects, and that's creating a security policy. It's the first step. So we use the security templates to create the security template. Then what we do is next we're going to attach the policy to collection of objects. You can do this by connecting to a site, domain, or an OU. Now you can't do it to groups and users because, again, this is a group policy object. Import the policy into the security settings of the GPO. And so what that'll do is that's going to update the information for our password, our account policies, local policies. It's going to update that information in there. Now, one of the tools that we can use to configure or to analyze our servers is we can use the security configuration analysis tool. Now, what this does is this is going to compare what we have on the local machine with what is going to be the security template. We're going to create a database, and it's going to do a comparison. So you use to apply a security policy interactively. Provides the ability to analyze the current system compared to the security template. It helps to determine which settings will change based on the application of the policy. And you create an MMC and add the snap-in. So the snap-in is what we're, the security configuration analysis tool is a snap-in that we're going to be used to analyze the computer based on the INF file that we do import. So to analyze the computer, you create a database that will contain the security settings. Right-click the security analysis configuration analysis tool node, and next import one or more of the security templates. That's the INF file that we created. Then analyze the computer to find any discrepancies. Apply the settings or import into a GPL. And those are pretty much the steps that you're going to use with the security and configuration analysis tool. In the demo, I'm going to go more in depth on what is the process of actually going through and looking at the security configuration analysis tool. Now, the different flags, we have X in a red circle. This indicates the policies defined both in the database on the computer, but the configured values do not match. A green check mark in a white circle indicates that the policy is defined both in the database and on the computer, and that its configured values do match. A question mark in a white circle setting has not been analyzed because it did not show in the database. A no flag setting is not defined in the computer or in the database. So those are the different flags that I was talking about. So you need to make sure that you recognize these because you will see them on the exam. They'll have an example and they'll ask you, what does this mean? So after we've done the analysis, what we can do is we can go through and we can go and take and make changes to the settings so that we can correct the discrepancies. So if you find something that's not in compliance, you can change it manually, reanalyze the computer, use the security configuration analysis tool, double-click the setting and make the change, and then apply the changes. Now, SecEdit is the command line version of the security configuration analysis. And so this will perform the same tasks as what we do in the GUI version. The advantage is that you can call it from scripts and batches and also apply part of the security template to a computer like you cannot do with the regular security configuration analysis. So looking at the SecEdit functions, configure applies all or part of a security database on this local computer. You can configure a program to import a security template into a specific database before applying. So that's the same as what you're doing in the previous. Then analyze that. What that's going to do is compare the actual settings of the local computer to the imported template that's in the database. Import imports all the part of the security template into a database. Export exports all or part of it to a new security template. And then validate verifies the security template is using the correct internal syntax. Generate rollback. What that does is say we go and we apply the analysis or the actual results. And then our computer or our domain controller doesn't work the right way. Well, what we can do is we can generate a rollback which creates a security template with the current settings to return the system after applying another template.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.